What's up, guys? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: relax, you've got 25 years. Okay, so there is this idea that I've been looking into and this guy that I've been studying from. Like I've just ordered all of his books from his website. So there's like, I don't know, there's probably like 15 to 20 books that I've ordered, and the audios and the worksheets and all that sort of stuff. Like I dropped a heap of money on this guy, and getting a ship from Canada. He's from Canada, and shipping from Canada is ridiculous, just so you guys know. Every time I've bought stuff, there's a back specialist who I've studied in Canada as well. And it's like, for one book, I think for that back book, it cost me like $70 in shipping. Like this load of books from Dan Sullivan, who's the guy I'm talking about, from Strategic Coach, it's like, I think it was like $140 in shipping, in Canadian dollars too, like $140 Canadian dollars in shipping, which is just fucking crazy. But it is what it is, and you got to pay if you want to learn from these people. Like you have to invest, and it's just something that I really I thought was worth it. Anyway, one of these things that he talks about, he's got a book called The 25-Year Framework, all right? And The 25-Year Framework, essentially, it's about looking at things from a 25-year plan, like committing daily for 25 years, all right? And the whole idea that I'm taking from this, and I haven't actually started reading this book, I've just heard him talk about it multiple times, so when I get into the actual book, it's going to be good. But I was listening to something before, and he was talking about how it creates a time abundance, rather than, we're always in this time scarcity mode. We're always worried about not having enough time. We're always rushing. We're always anxious about getting the next thing done, moving on to the next project, you know, always rushing, right? And his whole thing is like, what is your number one goal that you want to hit? What's the number one target that you're trying to achieve, right? And in your head, set that target. Like, just think about it quickly. Like, what is it that you actually want to achieve in any area of your life? If you're listening to me for body stuff, like, think about it in your body. If you're listening for, like, just growth and business and stuff like that, think about it in that. Like, if you're running a business, think about what your ultimate goal would be, or your ultimate career path would be. Okay, now, take a step back from that for a second and ask yourself, if you committed to it, could you get it done in 25 years? Right? Like, I can guarantee that 99.9% of you listening to this will say yes to that answer, that question. All right, so now you can start to think of all the other things that you might be able to achieve and do in 25 years. It's a long time, right? Like, I'm 28 and I'm talking about a 25-year plan right now, right? So it's pretty crazy to think about. But the reason I think it's so important is because when we look at this idea, when we look at this concept, it takes a massive weight off our shoulders. Like, if you're trying to lose weight, right? Like, I've had some great conversations with some of the boys, and I'll get back into the 25 year in a sec, but there's two conversations I had last night in particular. One was with a new guy who's training in the gym. His name's Dave. He's lost 8 kilos in 2 months, right? And all he's done is changed up his diet, and he's been training. Like, it's just working. His goal is to get healthy. He's doing it for health reasons. He's like, I want to get healthy. I don't really care about a six pack or anything like that. I just want to get healthy. I want to be healthy so I can stay around and do what I want to do and all that sort of stuff. I'm like, sweet, cool. And last night he told me that he's lost 8 kilos. I'm like, holy shit, man. Like, you haven't been training that long. How long have you been training? He's like, 2 months. I'm like, that's incredible. That's awesome. Well done. Right. And he's done nothing special. He's just done it. Right. He's drank his water. He's taken his greens. He's, you know, he's trained and he showed up and it's just working. Right. And there's another one of the boys, Joshy, and he's just finished up with Tales Transformation. And I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but I just think it's such an incredible thing. Like, when he started his weight loss journey, it's from then to now, it hasn't been that long. It might have been, say, a year. And then he's been training with us for most of this year. I think all of this year, maybe, or most of this year. But he said he's lost 4 wedding ring sizes. He had to get his ring resized because he was at Coles and he put his hand down and his wedding ring fell off. Right now, 4 sizes down. So that's like a massive decrease in that just shows like how much weight he's lost. And I know he lost 15 kilos in the 12 weeks with Tal. And before that, he'd been losing weight and chipping down as well. So he's getting to these targets. Like, I think he's coming up towards 30 kilos of weight loss total, which I just think is incredible. I just think it's an amazing thing. But now what I want you to look at, guys, like, it's taken time. It's taken long time and a lot of consistency and hard work and just chipping away. It didn't happen overnight for any of those guys. It doesn't happen overnight. For the guys who are lifting the most weights in the gym, like usually they've just been training the longest and the hardest, right? That is no, there's no coincidence to it. They've just been consistent for a long period of time. That's it. Yeah, we're looking at the record boards yesterday and there's a lot of the lightweight records were shortest on there. And Ricky, he's been training with me since he was like 13 years old. And one of the boys goes like, I'm going to try and cut to get under the 66 kilo mark and take his records. And I'm like, good luck, dude. Like, I hope you do, but it's going to be difficult. Like, this guy, he's basically pure muscle. Like, that's what he's trained his body to do. And it's been... He'd be 23, 24 now. He's been training with me like 9, 10 years, right? And that's just what it's done. Like he's just chips away. And Ricky is an incredible guy, but he's done nothing special in terms of training. He's just shown up, and there's been times when he's drifted off and come back and stuff like that. But he's gone and traveled and he's come back, all of that stuff. And the main thing is that he just keeps turning up. Right, and that's how he's got the fitness and the elite level of strength and that he has. Now, one last little example here. Like I've been in the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu journey and my own journey for, it's coming up, it's probably 2 years right now. I think it was Melbourne Marathon. Yeah, it's 2 years right now. So I've been doing Jiu-Jitsu for 2 years. And to go from white belt to blue belt, it felt like a sprint. Like I was like, oh, I've got to get a strap. I've got to keep working. I've got to keep training. I've got to keep up leveling my skills. If I was injured, I couldn't miss a session. It was just this constant thing of like, go, like keep improving. And it's not like that I'm not like that now. Like I still want to improve and grow. But to get to that blue belt, I felt like I needed to do it quick. Right, in my head it was like a sprint, and then I was like, yeah, now I can go for the next one. And you get the idea of like trying to get a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu especially, and it's a long-term game. Like it's a 10 to 15 year journey for most people. For most people they'll never get there, because a lot of people drop out at white belt or blue belt because it fucking sucks when you're getting your face squashed and you're getting choked and you're getting your arm pulled off and all that sort of stuff. Like it's tough, right? And a lot of people, it's just not for them long term, which is fine. But if you think about, for me, right, like I've got a long term goal to get my black belt, but at the same time, like I'm looking at this from a process of I want to be doing this stuff. Like I want to be training in my strength. I want to be training in my martial arts. I want to be doing that stuff when I'm 50, when I'm 60. Like I still want to be moving and doing it, right? I'm not looking at this as like a 10-year goal or a 5-year goal and then stop. I'm looking at this as a long-term game, and I want to keep improving in it, and I want to master the things that I'm doing, and I want to keep doing strength. I want to keep lifting weights. I want to keep, you know, fighting, and I want to keep being just active, like being able to go and do a walk or a yoga session or a run or whatever I want to do, right? So I look at this from a long-term plan, and it makes it a lot more fun, right? And I can just go to training and I can just do it. I can go and do the sessions and I can improve and move forward. I'm not stressed about, hey, I need to hit this exact target in the next three weeks because I've made this unrealistic target that just scares me, right? Now, I'm not saying don't push yourself out of your comfort zone. It's not about that. I still will and I still recommend that. But I just want you to understand big picture. If you can start thinking in this 25-year framework, it can change up your whole life, right? Now, if you look at like your careers, your lifestyle and all of that sort of thing, think about what it is that you might want as your ultimate outcome. Now, instead of putting a year's target on that, because that's what I do. This is me talking to me right now. I put a year target on it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this in a year. You know, it overwhelms me, right? If I look at it from a point of view of like, oh, this is what I'm going to commit to and do for the next 25 years. It's like, now I know the exact path. There's no overwhelm. I've got a little bit more time, significantly a bit more time. It doesn't mean I'm not going to push hard in it. It just means that I need to look at it from like, okay, if I want to be this person in 25 years, who do I need to become to be that person? What would it look like if I was this person in 25 years? And then I can start working out the tasks, the mindsets, the patterns, the habits, and all that sort of shit that I need to work out. I can start doing that today, start implementing that from the now, and that's going to shift me towards that ultimate outcome. So I hope that makes a little bit of sense. But I suppose the main part, the main takeaway that I've got with the 25-year concepts that I'm learning is just be kind to yourself, right? Like, stop looking at a day-to-day shift and a day-to-day growth. Like, look at the habits. And I always talk about the habits of, like, showing up, and I always talk about the habits of collecting ticks in your nutrition. Like, if you look at your life as a scorecard and look at your life as a game, you can really start to track if you're actually winning or not. And it's not going to be stressful. It's just going to be, it is what it is. Like, if you come to it and you go, I trained today and I had my greens today, and you look at it from a point of view of like, oh, and I didn't eat junk food. Okay, cool. If they're the three things that you're focused on, if that's all you track and you get ticks in those areas, and that means you're winning, right? That means that you're going to be leaning towards that end result that you're going to get. And it's going to happen faster and faster the more sort of you double down on those things. Like, simplifying it like that can be really, really good for people. That's why our nutrition program works. That's why, like, when Tal does the transformations and people stick through it the whole time, like, it works really, really well. Right, you get 15 kilos off in 12 weeks if you got weight to lose. You get, 5 kilos off if you're trying to just get completely ripped. Like, it will work because it's a trackable system and you get a score rather than, like, leaving it up in the air of like, hey, I might have done this, I tried really hard. But then that's where people go wrong. That's why it's where people like that are like, that gained 30 kilos, they didn't gain that overnight. They sort of gained like 2 to 3 kilos a year generally. And over 10 years, that's 30, right? And then they're like, fuck, I don't really eat that bad. And I this is the conversation they have on the phone with me. I eat really good. I don't know why I keep gaining weight. I don't know why I can't lose it. And I'm like, well, you're probably eating shit. And you're probably eating shit for a long period of time, and you've started eating good 2 weeks ago. And that's the hard part, right? And that's just the thing. Like, you need to look at these targets and habits as the game, and have scores for yourself, and make sure that you've set boundaries for how you're going to live. So anyway, guys, that's all I've sort of got for you guys today. What I'm going to wrap it up with is a simple question. Where do you want to be in 25 years? And what are the habits, the mindsets, the growth, the skills, the knowledge? What are those things that you're going to need to become that person? Okay? Then the challenge is just starting, guys. Get the first thing ready and go. That's it. That's it. Simple. It's not easy. It's simple. But it's something that you can definitely start to look into and start to think about moving forwards. All right, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. If you have any questions, please feel free to hit me up. You know where to get me. If you have a friend or a family member who's putting a lot of stress on themselves and needs to hear this 25-year framework idea, get them on board. Send them the podcast. Just shoot them the link and we'll see how we go. Guys, I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.